Brad Davidson, good morning to you, good sir. How's Trix, by the way?
Yeah, morning, Berkey. Morning, Dad. Morning, everyone. Yeah, everything's going well. Can't complain on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
I know we've got to talk about some racing, but the quick thoughts on your cricket. What's the go today? Australia bowl them out?
Yeah, I hope so. You would hope so. I mean, I was watching it late yesterday, and those cracks and the pitch started to play up a bit. I know they're not on the most dangerous lengths, those cracks, but at the same time, you throw a few in short, and they were starting to a bit of a regular bounce there. So, look, let's just hope that rain stays away. It looks like it's sort of come and gone, hopefully. And, big day cricket, 98 overs. So if we can't do it in that, I think it's fair to say we don't deserve to win the series, guys, particularly considering India are undermanned and they fought so hard. So it's up to us now. We've got to do it, and fingers crossed we can get over the line.
One of the texts coming through was, I hope they've put the covers on and the pitch is sweated overnight to get a bit of a bit of zip. But let's go to racing now. And Andrew Adkins, first day back at track work. How'd you go?
Yeah, yesterday, wasn't it? It was great to see a photo up with Sky Racing. They put up a photo of Andrew on a horse, and you could just see the smile on his face. It was like his first day riding again. He just looked so excited to be back. Of course, he had that horror fall mid last year, a host of injuries there. Obviously, Hugh Bowman copped a suspension out of it, and it was one of those things that no one liked to see. And you know, Hugh put his hand up and said, "I got it wrong," and we move on. And poor, you know, Andrew's been on the sidelines getting right again. So great to see him back at track work. Hopefully it won't be long. I'm sure he would have took out the cobwebs there yesterday. And, hopefully it's not too long to see him back in the back race riding.
Going to play some golf with him this afternoon.
You are?
Yeah, Andrew. I've mentioned it before. He was one of those blokes that, and we've all got them, but when they're crook, where he had the broken, I think he had the broken leg and the arm and whatnot, he can get bored quite easily. So his way of getting through that boredom was just pounding us with phone calls.
Superb.
You know, those stupid, you've shown me a few this morning, Berkey, those stupid photos, you know, joke photos you get from your mates. It was just non-stop. So now he's back riding. He won't be able to bomb us. Just every 5 minutes it'll be going off. Adkins.
Stop that, Dave.
Yes, mate.
What was that golf shot last week on Instagram? What's going on there?
I'm not obviously left-handed. And
hang on a second. You are left-handed or not left-handed?
I'm not left-handed.
But you're hitting left-handed.
Well, I tried to get it up off. I thought I could do it. I actually thought I could get down and reverse the club around and try and chip it up.
Isn't it great? Like, the pros can't even do it, but
I just, you know,
the amateurs, we'll give
it
a go.
I had some confidence about it. I had some confidence. And
how'd you go?
No good. No good. And I got caught on the camera. Cameras follow you everywhere.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
You just can't do
here
it.
Here we go. I've just got it out now.
Yeah.
Where are you? The bottom of the mountain?
No, it was down at Randwick. And I tell you what, it's probably my best shot of the day. And
you've
ended
got
up,
your hands back to front as well.
Yeah, so well, I didn't realise.
Right grip, left-handed.
I didn't realise that. Yep. Anyway, so
that's
I wonder what will come out of today's round. What about the Gold Coast? Gillian Heinrich. I'm just moving on. Gillian Heinrich picked up at the Magic Million sale, Davo.
Yeah, we know Godolphin put up a lot of their tried horses for sale, and I just thought I'd mention this because there's a few here that Sydney punters in particular probably work out where they're going next. A couple in Deference and Hilo in particular, we've seen them win city races in recent months, and Gillian Heinrich has bought Hilo, Deference and Chilliwack there from the Magic Million sales yesterday. So three Godolphin horses and all have their fair share of ability, particularly Hilo and Deference, who have been in pretty good form of late. So I expect them to be up in Queensland and probably racing up there, you would imagine, with Gillian, who's based on the Gold Coast, and I'm sure they'll be well placed up there. So look out for them and might be a few to follow for sure.
And your take on the nominations for the Carrington Stakes?
Yeah, Carrington Stakes doesn't look too bad there. I mean, they've been extended. There's 11 noms there at this stage, so we'll wait and see. But they've got Order Again. One of the noms there, extremely impressive winner first up, wasn't he? And Cradle Mountain, who was disappointing first up, so see what he can do. Chat Bandersnatch, who just missed the other day. So this stakes racing starting to heat up again. We won't be long before we see those, I suppose, Blue Diamond lead-ups in Sydney. And we've got some nice stakes racing coming up in Sydney is really, guys, only a couple of weeks away to February, and that's when it really starts to heat up and all these big autumn horses will be back.
Yeah, certainly the case. What about CJ Graham? Just an update there for our listeners.
Yeah, really bad news for CJ there on Sunday at Lismore. Suffering compression fractures to vertebrae in her neck, unfortunately, was taken to hospital after she hit the turf on the way to the barriers in one of the races there, riding Cotton Caper. So, she found her suffered compression fractures in C3, C4 and the C5 vertebrae in that fall. So she looks to have an extended break on the sidelines. Our thoughts continue to be with CJ and hope it's a speedy recovery and she can be back when she gets over that injury.
What about today at Wagga? Have you got something for us?
Yeah, a couple there. Best bet, pretty short race. Number six, Irwin. Love the first up run over 1,000 metres. Straight out to 1,300 here, but he looks like a horse that'll appreciate a bit further. He's beaten in a photo finish there first up. I think he finds a very winnable race today. Most of them are well exposed and he looks the horse on the up with Blake McDougall in the saddle. And the value for me, race eight, number eight, Mandalong Nico. Now, I just thought this horse was over the odds. He's been beaten in class ones his past couple, but he gets in nice and light here. And just a race, a competitive race, but a lot of the main chances are carrying big, big weight. He gets in pretty light here. He draws the gate to settle a lot closer as well. And he does have a nice finish on his day. So I just thought at each way odds, he could definitely run well too. So race six, number six, Irwin, and race eight, number eight, Mandalong Nico.
Have a good Tuesday, Bradley.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.